Welcome to the Osmia Pharmaceutical Teleconference 2020. With us today we have François Martelet, Sven Rohman and Jörgen Olsen. For the first part of the call, all participants will be in listen-only mode, and afterwards there will be a question and answer session. I will now hand you over to our speaker. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning, everybody, and welcome to this telephone conference. My name is Jörgen Olsen, and I'm the chairman of the board of Osmia. Together with me today, I have Sven Rohman, our acting CEO of Osmia, and of course, I have François Martelet, our newly appointed CEO of the company. So by now, many of you know and are aware of all the challenges we have faced during 2019, especially during the first 9 months. After straightening out many question marks, we were finally delisted from the NASDAQ Stockholm observation list. Now, at that time also, we announced Sven Rohman as acting CEO, and since then we have been searching for a new CEO. Our criteria was that we wanted a person with vast international experience of commercializing pharmaceutical companies, a proven track record within oncology, a person that had a solid network within the medical community, and also a demonstrated a good international leader. We find that François Martelet fits excellent to all our needs, and we look forward to have him on board. François is an experienced pharma executive with a proven track record of shaping companies and driving change processes. He has held three CEO positions in the last 12 years and has spent most of his career working within the oncology space. He's been the CEO, for example, of Avax and TopoTarget, but has also previously had senior-level executive roles at Roche, Eli Lilly, Novartis, and MSD. He has been based in 6 counties in Europe, including Sweden 20 years ago, and also in the U.S. He's a French medical doctor with a master's degree in business. He speaks 4 languages, among them a little bit Swedish. And François will take up his position on March the 15th. He will at that time then replace Sven Rohman, who has been acting CEO in a very crucial transition period for Osmia. I'm so grateful and thankful for Sven when I asked him to step in as CEO in June, and he accepted that. And he's made an excellent job in bringing the organization in motion towards the ongoing commercialization of our first product, Apealea. Together with the board and advisors, he had led the company through a successful share issue last year, as you all know. And it's very important for all of you to underline that Sven will, of course, remain in his position as a board member, and he will continue to play an active role in this company's commercialization strategy going forward. So before leaving the word over to our new CEO, François, Sven, maybe you could comment a bit on the status of the company. Over to you, Sven.
Happy to do so, Jürgen. First of all, let me say that I'm very happy that we have François here. I have been involved significantly together with our other board members in the selection process, and he really stands out from the crowd. So we are happy to have him, here fighting for Osmia, and I feel a big relief now that we have him on board, because he can really help us to move the baby forward. And we know each other a little bit and have a lot of common network from our days at Novartis, and a lot of things we learned there at Novartis we have in common. So it's such a good feeling that I say something on a strategy and François immediately picks it up. So this is perfect synergy we have here, and I'm absolutely convinced François will do a jump start here, and Osmia will profit greatly from being us playing, and this involves, of course, Jürgen and the rest of the board as well, playing that as a team. When it comes to the status of Oasmia, we have put up a lot of things that we will deliver on. And that was, sometimes people really ask me, I guess, 3, 4, even 10 times, if I'm really serious that we can do what we say. And with some proud, I have to say, especially being thankful for our team here, we are on launch in the European EMA countries with Apelia since January 30. And this is now where you find us in all the registries, where you can find us everywhere in Europe being listed. We put out products to the Nordic countries because we feel Nordic countries are our home. And a lot of investors here have invested that patients get this new way of cancer therapy. And here it happened first. But this does not mean that we do not very swiftly cover all the other European countries. The usual question is then regarding our partners for the European countries. I can only say this is in the making. I cannot, and I'm not allowed to give you precise dates or any kind of interim outlook on the negotiations, but we will report immediately once we have a partner on board, because as we all agree, this is a very important piece of information for the value generation of the company. So I'm quite convinced that we will have step by step deliver. And I hope that you share our impression that we really turn Oasmia into a commercial company, and that the kind of communication Jürgen has put forward with transparency really acts to the point that hopefully you feel as well that we over-deliver and under-promise. In that sense, I would like to hand over to Jürgen again or François, depending how you want to play that, Jürgen.
So thank you. Thank you very much, Sven. So let's give the word to our main character of today. Please, François, introduce yourself.
Thank you. Tack så mycket, Jürgen. Jag kan prata svenska, men inte just nu. Idag ska jag prata bara engelska. Okay, so of course I'm very happy and thrilled for this opportunity. I do believe that Oasmia is a very interesting integrated pharmaceutical company in an exciting launch phase. And furthermore, the board has definitively sorted out some of the question marks of the past and has laid out a solid strategy to commercialize and also successfully conclude the right issue in December. That was really a great job. I think that based on my very early stage observation that it's time to execute on the business plan, transforming the company from an R&D organization into a successful commercial powerhouse with the upcoming local and global product launches, which is exactly the kind of work that really thrills me. I'm excited also to move back to Sweden, where I lived many years ago, where my daughters were born. And from a business standpoint, I will start off by getting to know the employees, by listening to them. And my ambition is to have a, as we call it, jump start, as the company is an important launch phase of Apelia. And I will, of course, bring as much as I can into this process with my contacts, with my experience in oncology over the last 20 years. And my focus will be and is definitively to continue to implement the already set strategy. And by doing so, I would like to thank Sven for a great job at initiating this the turnaround of the company and preparing a solid ground for a successful launch of Apellia in Nordics and in Europe down the road. So, Jürgen, I think
words. Thank you. Thank you, François. And again, warmly welcome on board. And with this intro, then, I leave the floor open for questions from the audience here. So please go ahead.
Thank you. If you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw your question, you may do so by pressing 02 to cancel. There will be a brief pause while questions are being registered. The first question comes from Robert Birkbrough from Private. Please go ahead.
Hi, and welcome. What is your first priority?
François, will you...
I guess this is for me, yes. Well, I mean, if you allow me to answer to this question a bit later on, I think that would be appropriate. You know, I haven't formally started yet, but clearly the launch of Apellia in Nordics and in Europe and down the road globally is the first priority of the company.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, if you have any comments or questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad to enter a queue. Thank you. The next question comes from Simon Yava. Please go ahead.
Hi, hello. I have a question about the strategy for Apellia. I was looking at Neil Uman's LinkedIn profile where he describes or just put out a small ad that he needs some people to do the DASH countries, Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. So I was thinking about what is your strategy? Do you want to do it alone or are you going to do it with a partner or... Is it something you can reveal for us?
Sven? Thank you, Simon, for that. So I'll hand over the word to Sven for that question.
Yes.
Yeah. I repetitively said that we will launch the European countries. The preferred scenario is that we do our home market and all the other markets are done by a partner. This remains true as of today, so we are looking for a partner that does that. I interpret that activity by Neil in such a way that he prepares for doing that and checking out to have people there, but we have not taken a decision yet that we want to do Germany or the German-speaking countries by ourselves. This should not be interpreted out of that LinkedIn whatsoever.
Okay. And I was also thinking about the deals, like if you're going to go through a partner, is it still that you need to do a deal for every country or is the partner taking care of that in Europe or... Can you tell us more about that?
I repeat myself, and I know that I even told you, that we go for a global partner, and if we cannot have a global partner, we do a European or American and Asian partner. But again, the preferred scenario is to have one global partner that does the Apellia launch together with us on a global level.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Sven.
No problem.
Thank you. The next question comes from Ingmar Riesara from Private. Please go ahead.
Question is maybe towards Sven at the moment. I'm wondering, there's been a lot of discussions in the past about the XR17 platform, and when we look at Load News, it's been ongoing that it's coming to a deal with big pharmas, etc. I know you cannot comment on details, but can you comment on what is the interest from other pharmaceutical companies to use XR17? Are they beginning to understand this platform? Are they beginning to have more interest in the platform XR17?
XR17, as you remember, allows, for example, to get rid of cremophore. And there are some big selling products that use cremophore. And we actively approach those companies that may be interested of replacing cremophore with our micelle technology. And if you recall what we have written in our prospectus and what we did for our share issues when we presented that case, XR17 has not been out there in the market for the last 10 years. So it came to a surprise by a lot of pharmaceutical companies that there is a technology platform that can address some of their major product development needs. We have said in the prospectus that we will invest this year significantly in promoting the XR17 technology platform, try to get pharmaceutical partners and create maybe even this year, but for sure next year, some cash flow for the company out of that. This is our true belief, and our initial feedback undermines that this is the right strategy forward. As you rightly put out, I can give you no names and details, or I'm not allowed to tell you which month we will do the first deal. So this will be press releases. François can do that happily, but it is in the making.
So you confirm that there are other companies are interested in that platform?
Yes. I can confirm nothing, but I can tell you that this is interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Manny Dalderberg from Private. Please go up. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. My question is for Sven, and I would like to hear what are your plans for the rest of the Q1, as François will start in March, and also the rest of the year regarding launching Apealea with a partner in Europe. Thank you.
In Q1, we will continue our activities on launching, so this is not a one-time event. This is an event that takes over months, years, to get penetration into the market. In parallel, we are working on getting one or more partners that support our launch activities in Europe, and we look for partners and prepare the ground ourselves for the U.S. entry. So if I look at what we have written in our prospectus and have published in the past, we are perfectly on track, and I see at the moment no deviation from the communicated strategy.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Philip Forsström from Nordis Research. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I have a question for Sven. Have you, so far in the Nordic countries, have you had any price discussions with the government entities, or have you sent in an application for like a PLV in Sweden?
Right now, if you go into the electronic database, then you see that we have put up a price there, which is our ex-factory price. And price negotiations we have not done in the Nordic countries yet. And the reason for that is we have as a label, as a start of our launch, ovarian cancer, which is quite a small indication. So there was not the need, as I was informed, to do price negotiations up front.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, if you have any comments or questions, please press 01 on your telephone keypad to enter a queue. Thank you. The next question comes from Tom Nelson. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello again. You've been talking a lot about Apealea and XR17 now, but could comment something on the other aspects of OSMAS, such as the veterinarian part or the docical studies? Are they kind of paused at the moment with all the efforts and 100% going into the launch of Apealea, or are you also looking into them at the same time?
The veterinarian business suffered a little bit from the cleaning we had to do in the U.S. So the activities for the vet business is on relaunching the vet in a new entity so that every possible danger coming from the past cannot hit our future business. This is ongoing, and once we are done with that, we will press release that. Docical, as we have said, is one of our very exciting products stemming from the XR17 technology platform. And docical is something that can develop towards prostate cancer. Prostate cancer is one of the most common cancers we have in the world. So we are very excited to move that forward. Expect some press releases on the details of the new development strategy we have there. And this will coming out soon once we have the first collaborations in place for Docical.
Okay, thank you. So two final questions. Could you guys comment something on the fact that you attended a biotech showcase in San Francisco? And I would like to ask Francois what his thoughts are on the skin in the game philosophy and standing with the shareholders.
We have been at the J.P. Morgan conference as well as the biotech showcase. The reason why somebody goes there is to do deal making, talk with other companies, look for partners, and so on. It is the most important conference we have in the biotech pharmaceutical industry when it comes to deal making, raising awareness from potential investors. I don't have to tell you that after a financing is before the next financing. So a lot of networking, partnering, and so on has to be done, and this is a place to do. And we have been there. I don't know if OASMA ever in the past have been there, but I think Francois as well as I have been there for the last decade, so we know how important that are and what the rules of the game are at that conference. to get to the right people, to the right partners, to the right investors. François, for the second part, over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Sven. Well, you know, with regard to the communication with the shareholders, you know that there is some regulation according to the stock exchange rules, and I tend obviously to follow that. However, you know, I will be very honest, transparent, and as I used to be in my various assignments, both in the UK and in the US as well. So expect me to be straightforward and transparent as much as I can.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. There are no further questions. The speakers, back to you for the conclusion.
Thank you. This is Jörgen Olsson. So thank you, everybody, for listening in. I heard that it was a quite big audience today, so I am, of course, happy for that and all the attention that we can bring. And I think you all know that you have a continued, very committed team here at Wasmia, both from the board of directors and also from the management team. And we will continue to strive and increase the shareholder value in all aspects in this company. So again, thank you all for listening in, and look forward soon to see you again when we do our quarterly presentations. Thank you very much.
This now concludes our conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your lines.